Review of Business Jazz podcast recorded in Blackrock Castle. I'm Roger Overall. As usual, I want to ask you, how was that for you this week?
I thought it was very good. I was distracted fairly early on by some loud noises, but there we are in a cafe, so what can you do? But other than that, I thought it was our best episode yet. I do.
God, I don't know how you get the perspective to be able to judge something like that. I couldn't possibly tell you what was the best, you know. But what made you, come on, what actually happened?
Well, I think
during that there was no poetry, right? That was a real positive. There wasn't a single piece of poetry this morning's. And this was the best episode. Now, last week you told me that it was very good when I dropped literary things into the conversation. Now you're telling me it's even better when there are none.
No, I'm saying just imagine how good the episode would have been if you had included some poetry. And poetry and all these literary references get a big thumbs up from our producer. So I think you should do more of that. You let the side down. But even though you let the side down by not bringing your usual debonair, cultured brain, literary brain to the party. You brought a fantastic business brain to the podcast today. You invented a completely new business. Well, together we invented a completely new
together,
business.
Together, definitely together.
We coined the phrase flap.
Yes, and flappers.
And flappers.
And flapping.
And flapping.
And this is the new ecosystem for the way of the future.
Google,
yeah.
Watch out. We won't be Googling anything anymore. We'll be flapping it. And if that isn't incentive enough for people listening to this to actually go and listen to the podcast, I don't know what is.
No, I think they think we're mad. I think they haven't the slightest clue what we're talking about, because you and I both remember the context in which the idea of, you know, certain types of apps being used on mobile phones and on tablets and all that kind of stuff, and the conversation just kind of took off in a sort of, you know, some might say a spurious direction. Do you think we actually said anything that was actually worth listening to, Roger?
Absolutely, I do.
Really?
I do. And that's why I think this was a good episode. I think there was a lot that was useful. I think there was a lot of, here is a direction of the future. Certainly, even if we're wrong about the things we've said, we're not wrong about the general direction things are heading in and what might be possible. I definitely think that the mobile platforms that we were discussing and the mobile future that we were discussing, I think that's a fairly nailed on certainty. And then what we were doing is we were building on that and riffing off that as to what might possibly then be the future of apps and the role that they're going to play and their functionality. And I would be very surprised if some of the things that we discussed didn't actually materialise or maybe already been worked on.
One of the things that I have on my mind is that at one stage in the podcast, I sort of went on and on and on. It's a bit like I got in a pulpit, or I got on a roll. Anyway, and you know, I must have spoken without hesitation, deviation, or interruption.
You'd be a fine contestant
for about 4 minutes at one stage.
4 minutes.
Be warned.
Be warned.
Be warned.
No.
Did it feel like that to you, or did it feel like even longer?
No, it felt. I thought the podcast was balanced. I thought if you were talking for any length of time, it was because you were allowed to talk for a length of time, and the only reason you'd be allowed to talk for a length of time is because you're saying sensible, interesting, exciting, insightful things.
Oh, you weren't just being polite.
No, and I hadn't fallen asleep or anything either. So. I think, and I don't actually mind, I don't care about who speaks longest and who says what and what have you, because ultimately, as long as the information is there, as long as there's useful content, I don't care how it comes about, it's perfect. And I think, also, another reason why I think this episode was so good is it's just something I've been thinking about for the last couple of weeks. It's been preoccupying me, the whole idea of, well, maybe that the internet is old hat.
All right, so this gave you a real opportunity to talk about the internet being on the way out.
Yes, I think it possibly might be so last century almost.
I was interested in the way the conversation went this week, because to me there was less Chris Brogan and more of us.
Yes, there was.
Now, God, that might mean we're going to lose a whole load of listeners, right?
Chris Brogan might stop listening.
Chris Brogan might stop listening, yes.
No, no, it's facetious. Well, no, because over time, there was Chris was still in there. He was the person who set us off down the road that we travelled. I mean, he's like we're like two little children, and Chris sets us off on this journey, and he waves us goodbye, and then we off we go, and we take our own route, and we do our own thing, and we.
I'm very uncomfortable. I'm very uncomfortable being called in. I mean, I am a big child, I suppose you would say. I wouldn't have minded if you said we were big children. I don't feel anyway little, right? I have to say, and also I kind of feel that. I don't know what I feel, really. I want a cup of tea now. I want a hot cup of tea because... Yeah. Do you know what I loved during that particular podcast? I loved this thing we were drinking.
Strawberry and honey.
Was this strawberry and honey?
Strawberry, cherry.
Cherry. Strawberry,
cherry.
Cherry.
And honey.
And honey.
And it a was little bit of lime, I think.
Oh, God, it was wonderful. And a little bit of lime.
I think so, yeah.
Who made up the recipe?
It's always up to the chefs, you know, what they decide to make.
Do they experiment before they come to a conclusion?
I think so.
They must have a great time. They must have a good time.
We were the experiment. You know.
No, yeah. It was wonderful.
But they gave me all
I just like the idea of the guys in the kitchen saying, now is the time for fun. What are we going to have today, you know? And,
would you like tea then?
I want something. Yeah, I'll have another. Yeah, I'm going to have a coffee actually.
Americano?
I'm back on coffee. An Americano, please. Yeah. I'm going to have a coffee.
Milk and coffee, please.
White coffee?
Yeah.
Yes, well, in a cup or do you want it in a long glass?
No, just in a cup.
In a cup, so the white coffee. Yeah?
Can you warm the milk as well? So yeah. Too difficult now.
No. I think
this guy.
I know what you want.
Right. I'm going to look after the fire. Roger, you talk. Do
nothing
more of
is
the
too
review.
Much trouble in this place. It's wonderful.
Do more reviewing.
Yeah. Nice. Run out of things to say other than it was fantastic. Do listen to it. But I don't really want to rehash the podcast. As Paul adds logs to the fire. But I think I've said all I wanted to say about the podcast, really.
Quite. People have got a lot of other things to do than listen to us. So there we are. That's it. Business Jazz podcast reviewed. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. Goodbye.